This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. In today's passage, Genesis 41 through 44, Leroy looks at the paralysis of overanalysis in our daily walk of discipleship. Stay tuned for practical insight and encouragement from the Word of God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
There are times in our Christian life when we need to stand still and pray, and there are times when we need to take action. Today I'd like to talk about the paralysis of overanalysis. A teacher once said the following to one of his lethargic students: "You remind me of an irritated individual trying desperately to balance himself on a bicycle standing still. If he would only pedal and start forward, his vexation would disappear. If he gave it momentum and direction, he might run into something, but he might have an accident, surely. But he would certainly no longer be bored, and he might possibly get somewhere." I wonder if Jacob didn't feel that same way toward Joseph's brothers as they faced famine in their homeland of Canaan. In Genesis 42:1, we read, "When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, 'Why do you just keep looking at each other? I have heard there's grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us, so that we may live and not die.'" This passage teaches a tremendous truth. There are times when we simply pray that God will give us our daily bread, and there are times when we take action and go out and get our daily bread. Jacob's sons were so consumed by the problem they faced that they sat around staring at one another, hoping that the problem would go away or somehow take care of itself. But this was not a time to be crushed by hopeless despair. This was a time for action, and Jacob saw that. He read the situation perfectly. He commanded his sons to get up on their feet, make a journey to Egypt, and bring them something to eat. Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, used to say, "The biggest waste of time is the waste of time in getting started." I think he was strong on that because he talked to so many Christians who were long on knowledge but short on action. They knew exactly what they needed to do in terms of Bible study and scripture memory and prayer and personal witness, but for some reason seemed to be paralyzed in getting underway. In many cases, we know exactly what to do. We just need to get with it. Today, you may be facing a difficult trial or recurring temptation. Whatever it is, you may have a good idea what God wants you to do to meet it head on. But for some reason, you keep thinking about it, trying to reason it through and decide the outcome in advance. If so, you are suffering from the paralysis of overanalysis. Let me challenge you to go before the Lord and ask Him to help you take action. You can count on His enabling power. You can claim the promise of God in Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good pleasure." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, after 13 years of waiting, an answer to the question, why? On Daily Discipleship.